Two guys, one topic,
counting down from five.
This is The Topical Five. Here's Matt and John.
Hey, and we're back. Welcome back to Topical Five. My name is Matt.
What up, buddy, John. Hey, y'all.
And we're going to hear another episode. I'm excited because this is John's.
This is John's episode. I'm a little nervous,
and
this
is one of those topics. Obviously, you've seen the graphics, so you know what we're talking about. When John told me what it was, I was mad. I looked at my wife, and I told her the topic. She goes, oh, that's a good one.
Matt was mad as hell.
Man, because I was like, why didn't I think of that topic? Because look at me. I obviously know about this topic.
You like a good cookie.
Dude, I love me some. And my wife, being a teacher, has bought many a girl because, you know, kids come to her and go, Ms. Yeah. B, are you going to buy?
I need a supplier. Ain't got one this year.
She got like one. Dude, just go to any the Walmart.
I don't want to go to no local girl. I need them to bring them to me. I'm COVID safe. Like,
dude, you know they're going to be out in front of the Greenwise and
the Publix and everything. Yeah, they're always out of Nocatee.
Man, those Nocatee cookies are going to be like $8 a box.
Oh, gross. Right. I don't like it.
So I've let the cat out of the bag. What are we talking about?
Doing top five Girl Scout cookies.
Top five Girl Scout cookies. I'm excited.
Matt's a little excited.
I am, dude. I love me some cookies. I'm on my diet and I can't touch them.
Oh, man. Well, so let's get straight into it.
All right.
Number five.
So I almost didn't want to have a number five.
Okay.
You know, because it's one of those things where you guys are going to hate me no matter what. You're going to be very mad at my opinion. And I'm just going to put it out there because I think it's the most overrated cookie ever. And I'm going to say it, Matt.
Oh, don't do it, John. Don't do it to me, John.
The freaking Thin Mints.
Oh, okay.
Dude, if you like brushing your teeth and the taste of toothpaste on a cookie, then this is the cookie for you.
Mmm, tasty.
I feel like the fact that you got to put them in the freezer just to make them taste better because they're weird room temperature.
My wife does that.
There's something wrong with them, and I think they're so overhyped that everybody's just like, oh, we got to get the Thin Mints. I think it's a marketing ploy. I don't think people actually like them.
It's cracking.
I think there's just something about them where people are fixated. Yeah, they might be the number one selling cookie. I don't care. I'm just saying there's something not right about them, and I just think they're completely overrated.
I'm okay with them. So, like, I don't like them, but my wife's notorious for hiding them. Like, we'll get, like, one of all the boxes, because that's just how I do it. And then we'll eat ours up. And then I'm like, oh, the Thin Mints are gone. And then I'll look and open, next time I open the freezer, and there's a roll sitting there the whole time. She's hiding them. She hides them in the freezer. And she won't even open the box. So you can't even open it for her. Like, yes. And then when she does open it, like, she's almost keeping count of them, because she's the only one that really likes them.
Yeah.
And that's kind of jacked up. If you don't like the cookie, to still eat them. But I do.
I mean, you can and you can't. And I know there's going to be some people that already just turn it off. They're like, what? Thin Mints are number five? It only can get worse from here. And you're absolutely right. So,
number four.
And number four, Matt, I'm going to say the one that nobody can pronounce and nobody can say.
Have you looked up how to pronounce it?
And the trifoils. It's just a basic butter cookie.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, not necessarily a sugar cookie, but it's simple.
It's okay.
It is okay. I'm not saying, once again, I put it over Thin Mints. Come at me. But I'm just not a toothpaste cookie guy. Anyway, I'm back on Thin Mints, Matt. But I feel like the plain old butter cookie I can just grab and enjoy, and it's fine. There's nothing special about it. It's just simple sugar, probably some yeast bread. I don't know what it is. It's a cookie, Matt.
I tell you, if you got some of them and you crushed them up and made a pie crust, that's like a $20 pie crust.
Dude, that would be – we should do that. That would be legit.
It's expensive pie crust.
I know, man. But, so they replaced a bunch of cookies this year, and the Savannah Smiles – I don't know if you know what those are. They kind of look like white sugar cookies. They were like their lemon cookie.
Okay.
Got replaced by a different lemon cookie.
Do they still have like one of those diet type of cookies where it's like, or it's like vegan or something?
They're doing the gluten-free cookies now. Yeah. I think they released their second one last year. What was the caramel chocolate chip? It was good reviews on it. I mean, people don't hate them. They're just not a lot of them to go around. And obviously you can tell I've done some research on Girl Scout cookies because I try to do a little bit of research going into this, and that's why I know people are going to hate me for the
So you say you've been doing research on your cookies?
The Thin Mint thing.
So the number one question on the internet about Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah.
Are they made from real Girl Scouts?
I think they are, Matt.
Nice.
I think it's their souls.
Tasty. Apparently, Girl Scouts.
I think it's their souls, dude. So.
All right.
Number three.
So number three, I'm going to get into it now. This is where we start getting real.
Nitty gritty.
And these are going to be the good old Samoas.
Okay.
Also known as the Caramel Delights. The midnight snack, never mind, I'm joking. But no, Caramel Delights or Samoas, depends on what area you're in. They do have two different names. Matt explained to me earlier that they come from different bakeries, so I'm going to let him get credit for that, for telling me that.
I could have made that up.
You know, they come from different bakeries and different regions have different cookies.
I think, yeah, West Coast and East Coast get different suppliers from their cookies, and I think that's why cost is also different. And also the recipes are a little different between the Samoas.
Yeah,
so Samoa and then the Turkish Delight, what was it called?
The Turkish Delight.
No.
The Caramel Delight.
Caramel Delight. They're probably a variant of each other.
Same cookie, different name. So I'm assuming they're probably slightly different.
The price has stayed the same. But have you noticed, do you keep getting less cookies?
And I feel like the cookies are getting smaller.
They are. Or I'm getting bigger.
Hey, yeah, that could be too. But I'm not a huge coconut fan.
I am.
But I do like these. And when my parents buy them, because they usually buy the cookies for everybody, I'll go over there and steal some. They're good. They're good in ice cream. They're
good. I like them.
Just, you know.
My biggest complaint, you can't dip them in milk because it does nothing to them.
Well, it is.
Like, they don't get softer or anything. You dip them in milk, like a normal cookie would get a little softer or whatever. These got that hard outer shell of, like, coconut, shrapnel. You remember, was it Bloodsport where... Jean-Claude Van Damme, like, took his gloves and dipped them into glass and everything.
Yeah.
These are like the equivalent of those. They're like so much stuff on the outer edge that the milk just can't penetrate it.
I mean, you're absolutely right. It is a great cookie, though. For a person that don't like coconut, it's a pretty solid cookie.
All right.
Number two.
So number two, it's going to get on a little dose-a-dose.
Which one's that one?
It's the peanut butter sandwich type cookie.
Okay, yeah.
And some people just call it the peanut butter sandwich cookie, or you can call it the do-si-do, the rodeo of all cookies. It got everything you love, peanut butter, between two peanut butter cookies. Sounds great to me, Matt.
It is, and it's great in milk.
See,
that's a dippable cookie.
I have never dipped a cookie
in
milk.
I'm a dipping cookie. I have
to
dip it.
Just because I'm not a milk person.
Don't be bringing me a cookie that's bigger than the mouth of a cup that I'm using.
Maybe I'll try this year with almond milk or something.
Ugh.
I don't like regular milk. I can't. Well, I don't want to say I don't like it. Well, I don't. I can't handle regular milk. So it makes me throw up. I'm not lactose intolerant because I can eat ice cream just fine.
Weird.
But something about drinking actual milk, nope, can't do it, dude.
So weird.
I throw up. Projectile.
Are you using it out of the refrigerator? You're not leaving it on the counter for days.
No, it's just I feel like it's a mental thing where my mom used to work at a daycare for a long time, and they used to have a milkman to come by. All the extra milk, they couldn't give the milk to the kids because it was strawberry and chocolate.
Okay.
So she would just bring all the strawberry and chocolate milk home because she's like, oh, I have kids. They'll drink it. So I used to drink chocolate and strawberry milk all the time, which was fine. But one day I had a chocolate milk and I threw it all up. And I was like, oh, that's weird.
Wow.
So I didn't think anything of it. Did it again. Same thing happened. Tried regular milk. Same thing happened. I think I just tapped out on my milk intake.
Probably.
But so Do-Si-Do, also known as a peanut butter sandwich, is my number two spot. So
number one.
I'm excited.
Oh, man.
I think I know what this is.
Number one cookie, and you can come at me. You think Thin Mint should have been in this place.
No.
And it might be the number one, to me, overrated cookie, but this is the number one underrated cookie. And I think it needs way more respect. It needs bigger billboards, bigger flyers, the god dang on tag along.
I was about to say, there you go.
There's something about that cookie. It's the Reese's Pieces of Girl Scout cookies.
It is. It's a Reese's peanut butter cup.
It's something
cookie.
Magical.
It's always melted, like you grab and your finger falls into it.
And it's great. And guess what? You can put these in the freezer too, baby. And guess
what?
They taste just as good.
Uh-huh.
You don't need no Thin Mints, I'm telling you.
Not very good in the milk, I'll say that. Dipping these things ain't the best.
Hey, it might not be a dipping cookie, but dang it, it's the best Girl Scout cookie. It's the best thing they ever made, and it should have been number one. It should be number one.
Dumb name, amazing cookie. It's like a tag-along.
You don't want a tag-along?
And I think the tag-alongs are orange box, but that's the thing. I was going to ask you about that, but I was afraid I didn't want to ruin your number one.
Uh-huh.
You talk about the Do-Si-Dos,
yeah.
The tag-alongs. People don't remember what they're called. They go, give me the peanut butter cookie. Well, which one?
Oh, yeah.
You want the chocolate-covered one or you want the sandwich one?
And these cookies change over the years a little variant. They're sometimes a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Or I know the s'mores cookies changed a couple of times where it was covered in chocolate. Now it's not covered in chocolate. There's a whole bunch of – I've dug down the rabbit hole of Girl Scout cookies. And I should have some type of history lesson here of why they do the Girl Scout cookies and when it started and all that. But it ain't about that. It's about the dang-gone tag-alongs being a number one Girl Scout cookie. And if you don't like it, I got two words for you.
Hey guys, and thank you for listening to this episode of Topical 5.
You can stay up to date on all of our latest episodes by going to topical5.com. And when you get there, make sure to hit that subscribe button.
Smash that subscribe button.
Once again, that's topical5 with the number 5.com.
And thanks again for listening to the internet's number one top 5 show.